Oh, Erica, I was just listening to you because I was just listening to the Audio Guide to Babylon 5.
Ah.
I couldn't decide whether Born in the USA or Purple Rain would be a better choice for Born to the Purple.
Well, Purple Rain would have been better because I don't hate that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, although I did workshop some Born in the USA lyrics in the car and decided that was not. Ah. Okay, Glenn is not coming.
What?
He didn't read anything, so that makes him of limited use to us.
That would be a problem.
And David said he was coming.
And he lied.
Well, his internet is incredibly...
It's terrible.
Hey, Erica, did you do one of those random treks?
I did.
I heard a rumor that you might have done one of those random treks.
Monty is doing one at some point in the future. I forget when.
Oh.
Yeah. Next week sometime.
It was a randomly good time.
That's good.
Good time was had by all.
I enjoyed. I listened to. I'm now up to date with Random Trek, so it's time to post a new episode, Scott. Because,
well, I have one ready tomorrow. Yeah.
Scott is the most ahead of any podcast host ever. I think he's like 10 episodes ahead now.
I get to do an original series episode.
Oh, Monty.
Like
I'm actually 11 episodes ahead.
Oh wow, Monty, you're so lucky to get an original series episode. I was very lucky to get a good episode. I have to say, with Tapestry, Next Generation, an episode I actually love. But I was jealous of Dan getting By Any Other Name.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was pretty pleased with mine.
Oh, what did you get?
Am I allowed to tell?
Yes, this is not top secret.
Just for the stream,
Errand of Mercy.
Oh, that's which one is that?
The very first Klingon.
Klingon, right? Oh, that's with those Star Trek patented energy people who have gone beyond us and become pure energy,
and who are pacifists.
Or the Organians.
You idiots! What's wrong with you? You're sheep. Join the Federation, so you won't be sheep.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. I told Scott he needs to see if any of the Verities actually watch Star Trek, because then he could get some of them on. Because Scott, I think Scott's goal right now is to see how far he can go before he repeats people.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean,
600 is probably too many.
I don't know if I know 600 people, but I'm sure I can find them.
You can put the word out. Yeah. Never know.
Yeah, everybody loves Star Trek.
There are. Yes, well.
I barely know Star Trek.
Well, that's interesting, too.
Yeah. It is.
The episode I got is I, Mudd, and I just watched the first Mudd episode.
Monty, I am writing an essay about I, Mudd for this anthology that Erica mentioned. That's the episode I picked.
Yeah, Mudd has
I picked Errand of Mercy to make it easy.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm becoming an iMUD expert. That has some of my favorite ridiculous scenes in Star Trek in it. Mm-hmm. It's because it is in some ways the definitive "we will say illogical things to make an android's head explode" moment in all of Star Trek.
All I know so far is that MUD has a real Dom DeLuise quality to him.
It's true.
Classic Dom DeLuise.
See, you know. People in the chat room are volunteering to be on Random Trek.
See?
It's great.
I'm sure.
People love it.
He said defensively and angrily.
Oh. That's right. You will love my podcast.
I think that was actually people, comma, love it, exclamation point.
Love it, people.
It was a command.
That's right.
It's all in the punctuation.
Wow, original series episodes, so lucky. And really, honestly, by percentage... hard to come by. There's going to be a whole lot of Next Generation and Voyager and Deep Space Nine. Except that random.org hates Deep Space Nine.
Random.org does hate Deep Space Nine. Enterprise only had 4 seasons, so Voyager had 7.
Yeah.
Deep Space Nine had
7. Next Generation 7.
7. So they're the most common.
Yeah.
Wow, lucky me. And doubly just, lucky because that episode was still available when I got to choose what to write about.
Yeah.
Now I've had 2 people on who whose favorite series is Voyager, so which blows my mind.
That is something. That is something
unusual.
It is unusual.
I would say. David Lore, are you there?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Random Track.
Well, you know, I'm sitting out there. We were watching Cutthroat Kitchen. It ended. I turn on the Bionic Woman. I go, oh, it's the one where Helen Hunt is the alien princess. Mm-hmm. And I go on Twitter for a second and went, oh, God, and come running in here.
Yeah. Sorry.
So this is what I'm missing for you people.
Scott, my favorite Voyager character is Chipotle, by the way.
Every time I have to say Chakotay.
He said, he says Chakotle, and I think, uh-oh, he's going to say Chipotle here. And sure enough.
I said Chipotle.
It's a comfortable casual dining for command staff.
Chakotle. He's fast casual maquis.
Yeah, exactly.
He's always got a burrito in his pocket.
Yep.
He's just happy to see you.
And a dream catcher. Because he can do lucid dreaming, as we learned. That's his superpower, is the power of the dreaming. Good old Chakotay. But this is not the Random Trek episode, although it could be. Scott, I was thinking when a movie comes up, are you going to like draft in multiple people, or are you going to make one person talk for 90 minutes?
There will be multiple people for the movies. And David has volunteered. He's very excited to talk about Star Trek 3 for some reason. So huh.
Star Trek 5.
Oh, Star Trek 5. I forgot the awful Star Trek. Well,
that's even worse.
I can follow.
He's a madman. A madman. All right. Well, we should get started. We're all here. Woo. This is it.
Woo.
This is it. I don't even have the Retro Hugo nominees up.
Oh, I haven't read any of them. So.
Neither do I, but I wouldn't be helpful if I did.
Hey, Monty, are you aware of the Retro Hugo nominees?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I figured that would be a thing that you could talk about, because I have read one of them.
Is it Sword in the Stone?
No. Well, I probably read that like 30 years ago.
It's a lot like the movie.
Okay.
I'd probably like it.
Foreshadowing, yeah. I've actually got it. I've got it here at my house. I just haven't read it yet. All right, well, we should get started. It's 7:10.
Okay.
By any other name. Everybody recording?
I am recording.
I'm
recording now.
All right, excellent.
Hopefully there will not be child screams in the background.
Well, we always can hope, David.
We will see.
That's right. They'll be in the forum. Bring them right up
there
to the microphone.
There will most likely be sirens.
It's Philadelphia.
I can guarantee sirens. I'm in the middle of Edmonton.
I was listening to Random Trek, and I heard the sirens, and I was doing it while driving, and I had to think, are these Philadelphia sirens or San Francisco sirens? And the answer, as always, is Philadelphia sirens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of wanted to high-five Greg Noss the other day when he was saying that Star Wars is the best movie, because it's my favorite.
It is the best movie. He's right.
And nobody's here to dispute it. That's the beautiful part about this. Also, Star Trek's pretty great, isn't it, Scott?
It is really great.
Where
Dan and John, where are you? Oh, you're not on. You can't read books. Oh, you can't be on this episode. Well.
And we don't have Steve here to confuse it with Babylon 5.
No.
That's right.
We don't. Steve, so what just to call us nerds.
What's better, Star Wars books or Star Trek books?
Oh,
wait, Deep Babylon Galactica?
I've only read Star Trek books. I've read almost no Star Wars books.
I have read Star Wars books. There's some really good Star Wars books. Yeah,
there's some really good Star Trek books, too.
There's four or five Star Wars books I sincerely enjoyed.
I read the Emperor Thrawn trilogy, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I used to collect Star Trek novels, and some of them are actually very good. And,
how did we
and
get
I kept
here?
Some of them.
How did we get here?
All roads lead.
You started this.
Oh, it is my fault.
It's all product placement.
Yeah. What did the Retro Hugos say for podcasts?
There was no nominee.
Orson Welles.
Travesty.
Orson Welles.
Oh, Orson Welles, yes. There was Orson Welles talking about Orson Welles.
Yeah.
There's also no nominee for graphic presentation, which was a real shame, because the only real nominee was Action Comics number one.
Oh.
Pretty good.
And, I mean, a couple other things happened that year. There were comic strips that were sort of interesting. I think there was a little Nemo storyline that you could have justified nominating. But I think they should have bent the rules to have the category just because... Action Comics number one.
Yeah.
Come on. It's the most famous alien in the world.
Alf.
Yes. The debut appearance of Alf.
Most famous aliens are not in the world because they are aliens.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're out of this world.
Ooh.
All right. Right, how many sign-offs can I do at one end there? Goodbye, and farewell, and good luck, and take care. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Adios. Bye-bye.
And it's like you're Feliz Navidad.
I was going to say, you're saying goodbye to each listener.
What's the opposite of the butter zone, Erica?
The Feliz Navidad zone.
Yep. Yeah, yes, I think that is.
Yeah.
It's zone is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, you've had your revenge now.
Yeah, take that. So, all right. That was great. Thanks, everybody. Oh, I didn't even mention. I've been mentioning I gotta promote the website. So at some point, I'm going to have to tell people for show notes, they can go to theincomparable.com/202, but not in this episode, apparently. So, oh well. It's a shame. I'm going to turn off the thing. Thank you, all 8 survivors in the chat room, and we'll see you later. Goodbye, Fang. Goodbye, chat room. Yeah, everybody can say goodbye to the chat room now. I haven't turned it off yet.
Bye, chat
room. Bye, chat room.
You only have to say goodbye if you want to. You don't. It's not like forced to say goodbye.
I don't like those bastards anyway.
All right, there you go. That's the that's the McNulty we know. And with that, I'm pressing the button. Goodbye. Press the button, Frank.
Yeah, Steven was not listening live tonight because he was recording his own podcast in the room. Well, wow. One of his podcasts.
You are a power pod. Which podcast was this?
Actually, he is recording an episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching with our good friend Kyle.
Wow.
He's talking about Once Upon a Time in the West.
All right. Mm. Haven't seen it. Don't know it. I was hoping for the memory cheats.
Yes. Nope.
Because I listen to the memory cheats, and then I listen to Random Trek, and I think, those guys are smart, because they just get a random Doctor Who episode, and they say, hey, what do we remember about this? The end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas Scott's like, hey, watch the whole episode, and then we talk about it for 45 minutes. Wow.
That's what I liked about the Game of Thrones episodes, was that there was almost no preparation to do for them.
Yes.
From watching something, I
watched the
watch
TV
anyway.
Show. Let's talk. Goodbye. And that was it.
Yeah, if I wasn't in this pesky time zone, I would have loved to have been on that.
Yeah, well, maybe some other time.
It's actually, I blame Canada.
Yeah, sure. Mm. Why not?
Well, as you do.
They're friendly up there. So, you know, they take the blame. They're like, oh, sorry. I guess it was probably my fault. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
That is how it works.
Very nice people. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for 2 hours out of your life and many hours of reading before that.
many hours of reading. And many more to go.
And many more to go. Miles to go before we finish reading. Hugo, thanks.